Time now to talk a little bit of racing, and Glenn Boss returned for his seventh Doncaster win on Brutal. Outstanding performance. Still should be riding here in Australia. Good morning, Adam Pengelly.
Morning, Laurie. Morning, TK. I think when Bossy walked through the gates on Saturday at Randwick sporting that salt and pepper beard, I knew that he meant business on the weekend there. He'd been working so hard to get his weight down to 49.5 kilos. And I thought, okay, you haven't bothered to have a shave. You're right to go here. You're really locked in on this ride. And it was just a beautiful ride from that tricky gate. Got him brutally outside the lead of Dreamforce, and he's just too strong late with that lightweight. Seven Doncasters for Bossy. Amazing, amazing achievements. No wonder he's still the go-to man for all these sort of featherweight rides in the big group one.
Yeah, exactly. Seven. It is incredible. Geez, Kluger, the Japanese Raider. That was a good run in the Donny as well. But as soon as he got across from that wide barrier, sit outside the leader, and they went pretty easy early on. He was always going to be the one to beat, no doubt about that. Geez, Gwenda Markle, what a training performance this was with Angel of Truth.
Yeah, probably one of the most heartwarming moments I've seen on a racetrack for a while, TK. Gwenda is a lovely, lovely person. She's a man of very few words. Doesn't like to say a whole lot to the media and like that, but she loves her horses. She's an outstanding trainer. And she had that horse spot on the weekend, didn't she? I was a little bit concerned that Angel of Truth might have sort of had his grand final 7 days earlier in the Tullock Stakes. But the way he just kept grinding and grinding away on the lead there and chipping away, he was just far too strong for those Derby horses on the weekend. That's Gwenda's first Group 1 win, I think, about 15 years. She had Grand Zulu, who won a Tancred Stakes going way back when, and unfortunately, straight after that, I think the horse was shipped over to Hong Kong. So Gwenda's desperate to keep Angel of Truth back in Australia here to continue his racing career as a four-year-old. He probably looked at some of the big spring features, I'd imagine, in the Cups. Promising stayer.
In the TJ Smith, we all thought it was going to be a very hard race to pick the winner from, and you know there wasn't going to be much between whoever went across the line first, but it turned into a sort of a one-horse race in the end, didn't it?
Yeah, he's definitely the best sprinter in the country now, isn't he? Well, he stands around the lane. He was outstanding, really dominant. I thought he had a really good chance of winning that race. He could never have envisaged him winning that race by three and a half lengths going away. He was just dynamic, especially on a track that was a little bit wetter than what most people expected, because we know he's definitely a dry track horse and struggles a little bit on the heavy going. His wheels can spin sometimes, and he put them away in a couple of strides. Now, the big talking point with him, guys, is what they're going to do with him from now on. They'll head to Hong Kong, obviously, in a few weeks' time for that Champions Day meeting. But after that, they've got a massive, massive call to make. I think the ownership group would like to press on to Europe, or at least that was the intention before the race on the weekend, to tackle some of the races over there. Maybe Dream Royal Ascot Carnival, maybe the July Cup at Newmarket. If they do that, he will not be coming back for the spring and the Everest under the quarantine arrangements at the moment. He'll have to serve a pretty lengthy stint in quarantine overseas. So what do you do? Do you sacrifice a spot in the $14 million Everest to have a bit of fun over there at Royal Ascot or at Newmarket? You know, I'm not too sure, but
what?
It's a huge call Anthony Freeman's got to make.
Everest?
I mean, well, I'm all for having a bit of fun with your horse, right? But, mate, you can buy your own ticket to Royal Ascot with $14 million in the bank.
I don't think they quite realise, TK.
It's a gelding.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I don't think they quite realise the ownership group, the quarantine implications at the moment. So
Till they find out.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how many slot holders will be chasing him now in the next week or two?
Mate, he just wins it.
On that
performances, he wins.
Yeah, I think it's a big call. I personally think they'd be mad to go overseas to Europe and press on. Just go to Hong Kong, come straight back, get him ready for the Everest. That'd be what I'd be doing, just given the amount of money on offer. But if they want to have a horse to race at Royal Ascot, they might think a little bit more deeply about it. But they've got to think about the Everest for sure. That's my opinion.
I'll tell you what, though, mate, it's all about one horse this week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the build-up's going to start, isn't it, Laurie? We'll be slow build-up earlier in the week. Only a very, very limited tickets left, guys. I don't know if there's anyone listening out there. I think last count on Saturday night, Sunday morning, there are only a couple hundred GA tickets left. So if you really want to be there on Saturday for Winks, there are going to be more than 40,000 people at Randwick. Get in very, very quickly. Looking forward to seeing how she progresses throughout the week. She'll have a main gallop tomorrow, her final piece of work on Thursday. All systems go.
You're a champion. Thank you, Adam.
Thanks, boys.